Amen. Yeah, we want our mansion, don't we? Amen. The robe and the crown. Amen. You gotta be a Christian to get it. Amen. You gotta be a faithful Christian. You gotta believe that the Bible is right. Amen. You gotta be baptized for the remission of your sins, like the young man did this afternoon. Yeah, glad to have him in the audience tonight. There's power in the gospel. But nobody's gonna get a mansion, robe, and a crown until they obey God. Amen. And then live faithful. Amen. To death. Is that right? So we're back this afternoon. Hopefully many of them over there at the Sound Doctrine lectures. We encourage them to go today and pray for that lectureship that we would be able to hold true to the word. Amen. Pray for Brother Stroud as he'll be speaking tomorrow night and I'll be speaking Thursday night. So let's continue to support the preaching of the truth. Amen. Preaching of, this afternoon for a few minutes, I want to take us back to Isaiah chapter 40. Lift up your eyes on high. Lift up your eyes on high. You know, I see a lot of Christians with their head down. And we ought to be encouraged. We ought to be the ones who can point to God for those who are going through trials. Going through tribulations. And all of us going to go through some things. Amen? Amen. All of us going to go through some trials, some tribulations of life. But as a child of God, we look on high. We talk about things like, I look unto the hill from which cometh your help. There was a time when that really didn't mean anything to me. I remember when my brother got killed and someone was quoting scripture. God, Lord, give it to the Lord, take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. There's nothing wrong with the quote, but it had no meaning to me. And so this afternoon, I want to say, hey, you know what? Those of us who are believers in God, we must walk a walk of faith. And our walk of faith is not a walk with our head down. It's a walk with our head up. So Isaiah says it like this in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25. Actually, God is speaking through Isaiah.
To whom then will you like me?
And God is saying to all of us who are children of God, who believe in him. God is saying, to whom
then will you liken me?
Do you compare me to?
Or shall I be equal?
Who am I? Who is like me? I'm your father.
Said the Holy
I'm
One.
I'm God. God is saying, who do you know that's like me? Who is it? Who am I? God is asking us, who do you see me? How do you see God? How do you see him? Who is equal to God in your eyesight? And sometimes when Christians are going through things and you looking down, you have lost sight of where your help come from. He said, now he says, John says, verse 26 says,
lift up your eyes on high, you gotta
angle it into an upward position. Lift up what? Your eyes
on high.
You gotta see. And you're not talking about physical eyes, we're talking about the eyes of faith. We walk by what? Faith, not by sight. So our physical look is a look of eyes that we can see things. The spiritual eyes believe without seeing. We believe in God, and God is saying, look, lift up your eye. Then he said, behold.
Who had created these things?
That word behold means look your eye. Now look at creation. He said, who had created these things
that bring out their host by number.
Tonight, when you go home, you look up in the sky. God is saying, who you think hung those stars up there? God said, I'm God. Who hung the star? When you don't know who I am, go look up in the sky, and their hosts are in numbers. God got the stars by number. Then he says,
he calleth them all by
name. Not only do I have every star numbered, but I got every star named. Every star named by the greatness of his might.
for that he is strong in
for
power.
For he is strong in power.
Not one faileth.
And he said, when I speak to the creation, when God speaks to the heavens, when God speaks to the stars, when he hung the chandeliers of heaven, when he called a number, that number moved. When he called a name of a star, that star moved because he is God. And not one of the stars will fail to move at his command. Not one of them. What are you trying to do today, brother? Brother, I'm saying, lift our head high, because we serve God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a great God. We serve the God who numbered the stars. Is that good? Here's a question. If a star will respond, why is it that man, the creation that he made in man, don't respond? Because God gave man a free will to respond yes or no to him, but there's an eternal damnation to the no. But I think, you know, when you, and I'm going to be short on that, but in my life as a Christian man, knowing that we have these we're fallible, man. We make a lot of mistakes. We mess up a whole heap. Hey, amen. We mess up in thought. We mess up in words, thoughts, deeds. And you gotta go to some point. And some people just shallow. I had time I go to Ezekiel about how he stepped out in certain water. It was up to his ankle. Then he stepped a little deeper. And it was up to his knee. And then you're deep. It's up in your waist. See, many Christians can't look on high because they are still shallow in their growth. You follow what I'm saying? See, the shallow people will never grow to be have not grown to be what they need to be in outside of God. Therefore, their faith is weak. So when things are tough, they don't have a deep enough relationship to maintain. So what is this lesson here? Do you say, you know, we all should seek a deeper relationship with God. And how do you do that, brother? By believing in him. By believing God is big. And that's what this lesson is doing today. God is big. He's big. He's huge. What do you mean by huge? He's bigger than any of your problems. He's bigger than any of your trials. He's bigger than any of your situations. He's bigger than any circumstance you may get yourself into. And that's what he's saying. I'm bigger than your problem. But you got to look up. You got to look on high. Let us look at verse 27. He said, why say thou, O Jacob?
And speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord.
Man, God is not here.
And my judgment is passed over
for you. Why
are
you saying that? Why are you acting like I'm not available for you? God is available for us all the time. You know, we shouldn't always get depressed and shook up over stuff. When you know God is there, you may not be able to see the way out of your situation. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I don't know who it is. You may not be able to see your way out, but the problem is you're looking for a way rather than trusting in God. When you know God going to do it, you got to know before it's happening, God going to bring me through some kind of way. Y'all follow what I'm saying? We're walking by what? Who would say God is not available? Hey, he's far the east to the west. The deeper you can go, he's there. How you go, he's there. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. He said, has you not known?
Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord.
Don't you know? Have you not heard? That the God, the everlasting God.
The Lord.
The creator of the ends of the earth.
Fainted not, neither is he weary.
And look, you know, God, where God is God. Faint, don't y'all know? God is saying, don't you know? You ain't nobody told you that I don't faint? I don't get weary.
There's no certainty.
Our God never faint. He's never weary. He's not going to get, ain't nothing God can't understand. That's what he said. There's no searching of his understanding. God knows all. Now, if he knows all, certainly he understands when I'm sick. Certainly he understands when I need a doctor. He understands what the doctor don't understand. He understands when I lose a loved one. He understands when I lost, why I lost, how I lost them, and how I feel when I lost them. He understands what's causing you to give up. Because God is God, and no one compares to God. God is a perfect parent, perfect father, perfect doctor, perfect architecture, friend, counselor. He's an awesome God. He's an all-knowing God. He's all-powerful. He's everywhere, every at all times. God is God. Just look up.
Amen. Amen.
Say, Brother Brooks, well. I don't know. You know, my faith is not. You know, I think everyone should be able to say the point that, you know, your faith is not weak. You have a faith that you believe now. You have a faith that's strong. You can get to a point where you're strong in your faith. You can get to a point where you're strong in your belief. You know, God is able. I know God is able. Amen. It's almost like sometimes we act like we can't get there. He prayed for Peter. He didn't. Jesus prayed for Peter. He said, I pray what? Your faith fail not. That's what he told him. I pray your faith fail not. And every time, can you say your faith fail all the time? Sure. We can say that. But you all should be able to say, I have grown in my faith. And that's what this lesson is all about. Saying, are you there? Because if you compare someone to God, God is God all by himself, and no one compares to God. And if you know that, then no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter how difficult it may be, if God can hang the stars, if they command them, if God is there, if he's everywhere, if he never faints, if he's never weary, if he never sleeps, then there's never a time when he can't help you. Now in verse 29.
He giveth power to the faint.
And he going to help those who can't help themselves.
And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength.
He'll give you strength. What's in your prayer? You know, Lord, give me the strength to make it through. How many of y'all prayed a prayer like that before?
Amen.
Lord, I need some strength right now. Yeah. You know, it ain't nothing wrong with it. That don't mean I'm weak-minded because I'm asking him to help me through it. Because that's what he's there for. He's a father who looks at us like pitiful little children. And you know what God wants us to do? Call on him. Call on him. That's what he wants. That's what we should do in our Christian life. We just say, you know what? God, I don't want to faint. I know you're able. Give me strength. And he said, somebody say today, Brother Brooks, I need strength. Well, I recommend, here's my recommendation. Is that you lift your eyes up after this lesson. That's what I recommend. And it might not be, but one person this whole sermon is for in this room today. But your answer is up, not down. Your answer is up. My answer is up. All of our answers are lift up your eyes on high. Lord knows, you know, we live in a time where the world will challenge you, your belief. It will. We're challenged in our own lives, our children. I think about how my father would say, you know, it's not like it was, son, when I was growing up. Do you know I can say that to my son? That what I'm seeing, him see, I didn't see as a son. In other words, what y'all saying, things are changing in the world. There was a time when you didn't have to worry about somebody walking into a church building and shooting folk. Times have changed. Generations have changed. Amen. And the wickedness of men is growing, waxing worse and worse. And we today, even in this challenge, our challenge is a challenge that wasn't in the generation before and wasn't in that generation. But the same God got all generations through.
Amen.
Sometimes you may feel weak because you're going through some things, but you got to look up. When you start feeling the weakness, you got to look up to God and say, you know what, Lord, you know. How y'all talk to God? Yeah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's how you do it. Omnipotent God of heaven. How you talk to God? Just talk to him. Like the old lady that was going through a hard time and was crying. She was down praying. The son would walk by her, see her praying at night crying. Finally got to ask her, "Mom, why are you always praying and crying?" She said, "Cause son, what are we going through? I don't know how we're going to get through, but I know who." Her cry was in, her faith was in God, who was able. And she knew no one compared to God. And that's what we got to know, y'all. Because we don't know what's coming, when it's coming, how it's going to come. But we know who can, who's in control, don't we? Then he talks about the young people. Even the youth shall faint.
And be weary.
And young men
shall utterly fall.
It's going to happen to our young folk. Like I talked about this morning. He baptized a man 26 years old. I was telling him my story. I was 24, 25 when I got baptized. 32 years later, I'm still in the Christian. Still in the church. Can count the times I miss worship service. I'm talking about morning and evening. I don't buy this fact that folk can't be faithful. I've done it. I've done it. You should be able to say you've done it. From 25 years of age to 57, I've been faithful to the Lord. I didn't say I wasn't sinning. I didn't say I hadn't sinned. I didn't say that at all. I don't want nobody to believe that. But I'm saying, if, once you focus on you going to serve God, you can serve God if you want to serve God. Amen. And I contribute the many blessings of life because I have been faithful to the Lord. I've been faithful in my relationship to him. I know when to ask for forgiveness. And I don't ask if I ain't repented. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. I don't ask if I haven't repented because that ain't nothing. You know ain't nothing to that. You got to be real. You in this life, you can't. I think I told somebody that this morning. I believe honest people going to make it to heaven. The one who are honest will admit when they know what they done. You admit you didn't repent and you know don't ask for forgiveness if you haven't repented. It means you stopped it. That's what repentance means. You stopped it. You're not going to do it no more. That's a decision. You can fake this thing, you can play with it, or you can look on high and realize who you're dealing with. Just like he's that powerful God, he's an all-knowing God. Ain't nothing. We're naked, according to the Hebrew writer, in his eyesight. Nothing. We get away with nothing. So you might as well just be real. Man, ain't no sense in playing with the thing. Ain't no sense in playing with the game with it. Be real about the thing and ask for God for mercy. Give me some mercy and some grace. Lord, give me chin. Give me be long suffering with me. Amen. Some ought to get a whole lot of amens if y'all are real people. Amen. Sometimes you just got to say, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Or have mercy, Lord. Or Lord, have mercy. Somebody help me. Young folk going down. I was getting that. You go down at a young age just like you go down at old age. The Bible says in verse 30, but they wait upon the Lord.
Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
They shall run.
And not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Look at this. What he's saying to all, from the young to the old, don't give up. God said, whatever you're going through, I give you strength. I mount up wings as eagles. Eagles are some powerful birds. Man, they can be way up in there and spot their food way down there and go down. At an angle, hit their target. They say, ain't at the wingspans of the eagle, other birds fly away from storms, the eagle fly into them. So God is saying, it don't matter how big the storm, I'll give you wings. In other words, I'll give you strength to make it through the storm. That's what I'm trying to get us to see tonight, y'all. When the storm, the temptation blow, you can go through it. Trials blowing, you can go through it. When sickness comes, you can make it through it. When your sister, your brother, your uncle, your mama, your daddy is on a ventilator, that don't mean it's over. Because God says, I'll give you strength. You're going to run, you won't be weary. You're going to walk and you won't faint. Who do we liken God to? What we got to do, y'all? Look where. We serve the God of Abraham. Sarah thought God, she was too old to have a child. And God asked Sarah, Abraham asked, "What is anything too hard for God?" Abraham told his son, "Take his only son up there and sacrifice him." And the son said, "Lord, I see the fire in the wood, but where is the lamb?" He said, "The Lord gonna what? Provide." And there was a ram in the bush. I remember Moses didn't think he could talk. Didn't think he could deliver. And God asked Moses, who made your mouth? Who you think made your mouth? And Moses took the lead. And when he went and got God's people, he told Pharaoh boldly, God said, let my people go. And Moses started marching God's people from Egyptian bondage. And Moses, when he got to the Red Sea, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And Moses, that water, the Red Sea opened up, stood up, congealed like ice, and the people walked across on dry ground. I'm talking about Abraham's God. I'm talking about Moses' God. I'm talking about Joshua's God. Joshua 10 was fighting a battle. He was getting whooped. And he asked God to stop the moon in midair. And the Bible said, God stopped the moon and the sun stood still for a whole day. And no day like that before. When God hearkened to the voice of a man, and the moon, when he said stop, moon stopped in his spot. When the sun, he told him to stop, the sun stopped in his spot. And Joshua won the war. I'm talking about God, Joshua's God. I'm talking about Daniel's job. When they thought they were going to try to make Daniel turn, and Daniel understood who he served. They threw him in the lion's den. And God locked the jaws of the lion. The Hebrew boy, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He would throw him in the fiery furnace. He said, I see three. No, there's another one in there. He like the Son of God. Even though you might be in the lion's den, you might be in the fire, God can put you there, but he can also deliver you from there.
Amen.
We're talking about a powerful God. Now, what are you saying, Brother Brooks? I can go on and on. I can go on and on. I can go on and on. But all I'm saying, y'all, as a church, we have to be men and women who look up and don't look. Let's not be a church that says, you know what? Just say random things to people. You know, look unto the hills and come here. No, we look and mean it. We say, let not your heart. We know that. We know what that means. And to us, it should have meaning. And that's what I'm saying tonight. Even tonight, if you're in there, you're going through some stuff. I don't know what you're going through and what it is you're going through. But this lesson I'm saying to you, if your head is down, you got your head in the right but wrong position. Get your head up. Look to God. Trust in God. Give it to God, and God will bring you through.
Amen.
That good? Amen. Maybe tonight you're not a Christian. Well, you got to look up to even become a Christian. You got to look up to see Calvary's Hill. How God will love you by faith. You believe that he loved you by faith. You know he sent his son. You know his son would hang between two thieves with nails and hands in his feet. And you believe he suffered. You believe he was bleeding. You believe he was tormented. You believe he was in excruciating pain on the old rugged cross. It was at the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. That's what you got to see. Him on the cross for you, for your soul to be saved. And you got to believe that he died on that cross. You got to believe he shed his blood that'll wash your sins away in baptism. Because he said it. God done his part, y'all. Send his son. His son dies on the cross. And he shamefully died. But he died for us. And he said himself, it was finished. What do you mean? He had come and died the death that would bring man into relationship with his Father if he believed it. If he'll repent. If he'll confess Jesus to be the Son of God, then be baptized. That individual can become a child of God. And when you're a child of God, you somebody. Is that right, y'all? When you're a child, it says together, I'm a child of, I am some. Thank you. And because I am a child of God, because I'm somebody, I have no reason to keep my head down. When I'm going through my storm, it's head up, lifted up high, looking my eyes on Jesus, on God, knowing he's able to bring me through. That's a good lesson for afternoon sermon. I want y'all to come. If you need to come today, you need prayer, you need confession, you want to get baptized, here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that. For those of us who are children of God, our vertical look is to God. It's to him. But that starts with baptism. And when we're in that relationship with him, when you fall, you get back up and you start looking up again, never look down. And you try again. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we get weak. Sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we faint. But God never gets weary. He's never going to faint on you. He's waiting on you to ask for help. So my help coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. So tonight,